No, that was Jorgen. And that is a dust pink. Just left from years you rubbed off yesterday. Yesterday. So that more than that pink won't look nice.
Does he know?
I told Meru, but I don't know if she's told Chris or not.
Let me mention it to her next time.
Baba's bedroom was always pink,
huh? Huh?
Baba's bedroom and Baba's
bedroom. Yeah, always. But Baba was your that time also. The house was being built. We suggested colors. Also said white wash doesn't look nice. And we said yellow. And then in the middle room also you have to give light and the dining room green. And the bedroom is pink. So yeah. Baba's bedroom, our bedroom, pink. Then that time we are allowed to choose, tell what we wanted. Baba told us to tell them how we wanted. Even about the furniture. This we didn't send. Somebody sent it. This cane furniture. Not this. These three, and I think there's a round table here.
The Baba used to sit on this chair also?
Baba has used this chair. Not that chair, not Manli's chair. But that kind of chair that's behind this door, Baba was seated in there 2-3 times when he called all the servants to me. Talk to them, tell them something what they had to tell them. What he had to tell them, that was a long time ago anyway. He was there that 2-3 times he seated in that chair. Then that chair upholds you facing the door. Mm-hmm. That's it. There, every time when Baba came from Pune, Guru Prasad, and when he got down from the car holding my hand, we got up the steps and we stood general. And one of the servants was told to garland us. So she garland Baba and one garland for myself. And then the sweets, crystal sugar and some water. So, what do we call it? Auspicious.
Mera, did you see her in the
sari? Yeah, very lovely. Ah, she's quite proud.
But we didn't have it wrapped properly. And so Meru helped her.
I did it myself.
You did it myself. How can you do this?
She knows more than I have never wrapped
you
one.
We were talking before you came, wondering maybe you know. Did Baba ever have his tonsils out when he was a child? But
why you want to go every time?
Every
time you don't come behind, you come to some contraction or another.
This is my little baby. But everybody in the old days, they never used to have their tonsils out like they do today.
Money had.
But did you have?
Money had when she was very young, 7, 8, 9 years old. Maybe.
Did you have yours out?
No, I had never troubled my tonsils. No. And when I have cold. They don't get swelling.
Now they say it's better not to have it out.
No, yes, it is true. Mm-hmm. It's because it catch cold quickly or something. No, this is a kind of protection to something. No.
Mm-hmm. It must have some function.
It's must have some
function.
And yet they are not so maybe important to the body. That's why they can take it out also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had them out. In Amarnagar, they didn't do it well.
Mm-hmm.
She was much... very good. Uncomfortable and trouble with her throat after they didn't do well. She had been Pune or Bombay.
When Baba must have had all the chicken pox and measles, everything.
I don't know about his childhood there. I don't know. We never asked him about that.
I have chicken pox.
It's nice to have it as a children, all this.
You know
it has to come out of the body.
She had it. And, you know, they're very strong, and so a few days she was uncomfortable. And then Zach got it.
Red dyes. Diet. Not
the gift comes from the water.
I don't know how. Okay. Red, we don't know. We were not told, only we were told not to. I mean, approach the bed and be careful.
It's contagious.
Contagious, yes. Mm. I don't think just being near that is contagious. You must need to drink from the same saucer, cup or something, maybe that way. We always believe in contagious from the mouth, saliva.
Mm.
And when it's cold, here also you have germs. Streptococci.
Yeah.
That's why Baba always said this. So that person looked as if she punished us, you know.
Banished.
Yeah.
Did Baba ever give any orders like to boil the water, drink it?
Not for ourselves. I used to do it for Baba in Mehrabad. Nowhere else. Not Mehrabad or anywhere. That well water was to be boiled, and then I used to cool it and out, tie the thing with a thin muslin cloth as a cover and everything on a high stand all night long to get it cold, and then in the morning put it in this chatty this early way to get it cool and put it on a window. And the post office had bars to the window, but that broad and very thick bars. And Bhavani felt thirsty, you know. Sometimes Baba himself come around and put his hand through the bars and it's there and say, we always have something to handle. And he'd drink it like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm in the room nearby, then he asked, tell me, but if I'm busy here and there, then he would come and drink. But far, I could see it. He quickly drink. And
you used to travel so much all over India, everywhere, and you didn't have to.
I don't know. That Irish would know better. Irish has been with Baba more than anybody else, I think, in such times. Must work and other work also. You know, driving car all night long, Irish, keeping awake, it's very difficult.
Baba helped him. Mm-hmm. I think Baba must have helped him. Kumar said that he was driving in the back seat once with Irish and Baba, they were in the front seat. And you know, like you said, whole night they had to drive somewhere.
Dad and then they really went down the place.
He saw Baba's hand come on the steering
Baba
wheel.
Did this. Steering wheel, wheel, or one time Dr. Nilu also was seated here and there was precipice, you know, not precipice, like a sheer drop. And the road is high in here. Like if the car tumbles, it's a serious accident. That time, it is could not gauge this thing, edge, and the car was right at the edge, and that time Baba just did this, and as the car that time righted, you know.
Oh.
He got through this way. And there was Nilu doctor said, oh my, we have gone down that way. It is to be very tight. Day and night to be with Baba is very difficult.
Mm.
Doing this, driving and working and walking in the sun, summer sun.
It's very tiring
here. Very, yeah. Only he could do it. The Baba is as strong that now he's not so young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he spent the young days with Baba. He don't care how old we get and what happens. They're taking this in bamboos and bamboos. I suppose they're making some kind of house or hut there. Where is this?
I didn't see it.
Most extraordinary.
A bunch of hay or wood or something on their
heads.
On Ranu's
Akabad.
What?
Which were?
The maid who has Ranu's put a bed and everything, mattress and all that for Ranu comes to brings Ranu's bed. Everything
and
out of the sun. Yeah.
Ranu in Arna?
Good age is.
When we saw Joel,
when
we saw him, he was so happy.
He was. Not in this house where they are staying now. Imani was not born there. This house was bought after Imani's birth.
Hmm.
You know, that's why when Baba was passing Balajar and she kissed him, you see, he must have been coming from the other side.
There
must be a house on there. Somewhere.
No, there's a road going inside after Baba Jan. There's iron railing all around. And there's a Mamani school at the back, but there's a iron railing all along like that. Back side of Baba Jan, and then like that. It goes around the corner, you have to go in there. There's another street there somewhere, an ordinary house. Because they were not wealthy, you know, they were very moderately, just comfortably, And yet they had 8 children. It was extraordinary because Sima was so tiny, 6 years old. So Seriaji, he didn't care to be married, so he showed his sister that this little girl. So they knew that if he showed this little girl, they would soon, the mother would say no. Means the girl's mother won't agree for a so big age man. He was near 25, I think, and she was only 6 years old. But the mother of the child, she promised. And she kept the child in such a way that, I mean, other offers come and she did not give. She promised that they keep. In those days, they kept promise. They didn't go for, these are richer people or this, nothing, or young people, nothing. They promised and she kept her promise. So it was in Shinmai's destiny to give birth to the avatar. How wonderfully fortunate she was. You've seen Pune, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you like Pune?
Better than Bombay.
Better than Bombay, good. I'm glad. Bombay, every bed you see is there.
My friend, you went to Babajan.
Who went to Baba
with her friend?
That you and your friend went to Baba John?
Yeah. Is that in the book?
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole book. I just read half of it. Fine.
And you asked for a white horse.
Just a horse.
She liked that story.
Not white one. A horse.
A
Baba
horse.
Baba Jan gave me the white one because Baba Jan knew Baba's mount is a white horse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd forgotten completely that I'd asked. Baba Jan was very sweet, very sweet. So much love.
You got the white horse. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't trained. Yeah, in the book it says it looked real gentle to you, but it wasn't trained or anything. It was wild, but you got it and rode it anyway, and it just walked.
Yeah, and it weighed the reins. He didn't give me a fall. What do you throw me? No.
Yes.
Every time I rode it, it was very. What do we call it?
Tame.
Gentle. Tame. They said, yes, you know this thing. But then they brought him to Maribana. They were all new people, so. I hope they're told to do that. Yeah, I think so. They're hanging branches. Because in summer, all these leaves come down. There's no use having these branches there. Mm-hmm. What I want to say is this. What were they saying?
When they brought the horse to Maribana.
Yeah. When he left home. Then there were two horses in the stable, the one for the carriage and one for the riding horse. Well, then Rustam took over. Baba first sent Rustam to see to everything and whatnot, and tell the servants they can leave now, because we hadn't told the servants that we're not coming back. Because that would take us much long, and who's going to look after the horses, you see? We can't start selling horses and all that. Nothing, just said we're going to another place, and that was quite true. But then when we came to Mehrabad, then Baba sent Rustam, Ali's brother, to take over. And he told Baba about the white horse. Baba told him to bring it over to Maribel. Now, I really want to know, and if I can never do it. Ask Padri, who's now the only person, and Pendu, the Mandli, to tell us, how did they bring the horse here? Was it in the train, walking, and how? That I would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult in the train because they have to have a special box, you know, I don't know what it's called, with a gunny sack or something against the wall because the horse must not scratch it. His hair, coat should not get disfigured and all that. No, scratches, they don't grow again, the coat.
During the new life.
That was a different horse.
No, but those horses were sent by train at one point.
That was, train means. Yeah, train means it was much used horse in the Tonga, and so it was not so wild and all that. But once or twice it did make mischief. But it was good. Duncan was very strong and tall. He could control the horse.
And then they were sent by train. They were sent in the train one time.
Train?
In the train, they put the horse in the bullock.
I don't know about that.
When they were going
to Manchu Mafi from Moradabad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moradabad. Moradabad, he was walking, I think it was from Najibabad to Dehradun, because the people in Najibabad had asked us where we were going, so we were going to Dehradun and Harishikesh, Haridwar, and pilgrimage and walking, all this. So they said, you can't go from here walking, because now there will be deep forests everywhere, and the forest may be elephant. And other animals, so it's not safe with other animals, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you call donkeys and the
cows.
No, cows sold in some place.
What?
Yeah, oxen and then a camel was sold also in, Jaunpur, such a, to look at this. All the towns, all Hindu, most of them. But such a beautiful climate, and it's very, very, very cold there, it's very nice. But it's such a fertile soil that I felt so jealous, you know. That's what we grow. Turi dal, it was just high. They had turi dal so high. And beans, you know, turi dal beans and flowers all flourishing everywhere in the fields here. Then whatever they grew, just they had to just put in the soil, and it grew by itself as it did. And the radish. I don't think America get radish that long.
No,
that long.
Oh,
so was. We did not know our food came like plain dolan rice as always. Kaka just cooked plain dolan rice. But the Mandi, and we were not told to do all this kind of thing. Mandi, there were many men above said, you have to clean. So what did they know to clean? There are so many grit and stones. You would say, what are tiny stones in the door and the rice? You have to chew that also. Anyway. So when we were so hungry, we just wanted something warm inside us, you know. What are they talking about? Yeah. And so we went, this is what you call, Jaunpur, you know. Very nice place we had got down. Not any comfortable more. We had to sleep in this caravan, but it was like a courtyard, three sides of a wall, an open courtyard, and one side there was room like this. It was meant for the sadhus who are now going to Rishikesh, sadhus, for them, now here, we were the sadhus. These rooms were not at all swept and clean, so we did not use the rooms. We were outside all the day, outside the courtyard. So the wall that was high, the sun was a little bit shade there. You sit in the shade there, or sit in the caravan, or like that, you know. Then, of course, Baba saw it was like that. We were going to stay there for more than 8 days or something, or 8 days, I don't remember exactly. Anyway, then Baba sent a little tent. You know, little tent like that, that we can sit inside and eat properly, you know. To eat, how can you eat like this? So then after just 2 or 3 days after that, I was in this tent, and this tent was put up there, and we all sat inside, and we were so hungry. We used to eat the dal and rice, and there was a plate full of radish, thick, big thick pieces. I said, my, why did they cut up so many radishes and such thick, big slices, and they must be, not tender, what do you call it, rough, not rough, Hard. They must be not tender and big slices. But after, when we started eating, we like to have radish a little bit because it's tempting also. And we like radish. We had to just bite on it. It was more tender than cucumber. And cold as ice. Very, very cold climate. 11 o'clock, same temperature maybe. And then we ate the radish, and then we asked, Gavir asked outside, hey Baba, not even so much radish. Why you cut up so many radishes? There's no, there's only one radish. Anna said it was only from one radish, so many pieces. Jai Baba.
Look at Jai Baba Mera. I'm sorry. No. I had a cold over the weekend. I was in bed.
No, good, you rested.
So I came today. We're going this afternoon, but I can say hello and goodbye.
Wait, she will. Thank
you. Oh,
she looks so
yummy.
Look at her now. And her sari.
Well, that wasn't the place where the gardener used to give Baba radishes every day. That was a different place.
Where was the gardener? That was Banaras, and next to it was Sarnath. Sarnath is where Gautam Buddha stayed longer time with his disciples, and where we stayed was Sarnath, but you have to go some 5, 6, 7 miles out or somewhere, walk, you know, and there were not many houses, just many trees and what do you call this, field. Then one house, maybe a working class, what do you call them? There were villages, huts here, there, but not much inhabited place. A lovely walk, quiet walk, and on the roadside, not many carriages, nothing. It was very beautiful those days. Then we walk with Baba alone, we just four of us with Baba leading the airport, fast. It was so cold, we had warm clothes. And then when we got to Sarnath, it was very beautiful Sarnath, you know. There's a pink building far away, because tall pink building. Very gaudy, nice. Indian pink, yes, bright pink. And then Baba said, we go there. So finally, we went there. Before that, we had been, Blue Bus too, we had been there, but we didn't go to that place. Another place, this side, or like a courtyard, and many rooms, like a veranda, big rooms. That was.
We don't know him. He's a man from.
What do you call it? Not stored, what do you call it? Preserved. I can't get the English word. Preserved, oh, yeah. Lovely statues of the goddesses and gods and all that. All different design things. Yeah, this room was for this room. So you just come and see around. So with Narina, Elizabeth, and the others were very artistic.
A man from Mars. A man from another planet.
What should we name him?
Buckethead.
Buckethead. Yeah, that's right. Buckethead. Come on, Zach.
Buckethead.
Can see us?
Can see through.
It's clear. He can see through it.
Yeah.
There he is.
He can see through. No wonder. Oh, not that clear.
No.
No, he can't see.
But see how
he had X-ray eyes. Like
something new.
Yeah.
Ella loves Jeff. You know, she
tries.
Well, now she must have bangles also. The end gets cold, and October is very cold with lovely the leaves looking lovely, yellow and golden color. No, what color would you call that?
Yeah, autumn colors, browns.
Mm-hmm. Brown.
Brown, light, yellow, orange.
Orange.
That's orange. Right. All kinds. Brown, orange. Red, red. I saw it once. It was beautiful in the west.
How is that one? You most many times you were there in the west.
Yeah, but where we live, California.
Could you tell? He said that he used to protect the villagers from the tiger.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He did not go tiger hunting for joy. What do you call it? Sake of hunting?
To help the villagers.
To help the villagers. Yeah. They came every time to tell him that the tiger was killing their goat or a baby calf. Because they didn't have a shed or a stable. So there would be also the tiger and the forest is not very far away, just beyond that lake. The tiger can walk over in the night and get their baby calf or anything. But that was great loss to the villagers because we can't afford that. Because when they saw my father and in his whatever, in his doesn't close this. There's say bridges and all that, riding. You know. So they knew that he could do it. So we came. They all came along, begging the father. He could relieve them of this tiger killing their animals, and then we can't afford to lose these animals. And my father then felt sorry for them. So after a few days' work was very heavy work because he was a chief forest officer on his feet or riding or on a camel or horse, whatever. Otherwise, walking for miles to the forest, and there are 3-4 government these and khaki. What do you call that? I don't know, Potiwalas or Mexico. I don't know what they call. Anyway, they take down notes. My father says what has to be done, but they take it down. And so these villagers, so I've been tired all day, but my father's sitting all night long awake to kill this tiger. So he did kill the tiger, dark in the night. But you don't know in the dark in this deep forest where the tiger will come. It won't come to you. It will go to where the village is. So you have to ask the villagers for a goat or a lamb.
A bait,
in the forest. Then the tree, it was tied to a tree, and my father got on the tree. I don't think something built there for him to be seated comfortably. He has to have a shot. The first shot has to be a sure one. If not, if the tiger is wounded and escapes, then it's not good. It's
no.
The worst thing you can do is that because that tiger becomes a man-eater. It can't hunt, then it becomes a man-eater. So, I shot 3, 4, 13, 14. We shot one and told the villagers, now they're rid of the tiger, it will be okay and all that. And they're very happy. But after 2 days, they came again and said, no, there's another one, and so on. So my father would go on nearly every night, or every other night. I was very young, 8 years old. And then, so he killed all the tigers. And one tiger was escaped, not mortally wounded once. And so he went limping home. My father had traced blood stains. And if that tiger's angry, he turned on you. Even then, my father did not know fear. He just went after the tiger and saw him in his lair
making
his wound. But before the tiger could look up, when he heard the dry leaves of the forest under the foot of a person walking, when he looked up, very quick my father had to shoot. Otherwise, he would have sprung on my father. Because they are very angry when they are just wounded like that. In the middle of the night to do all this was a real brave person's
work. Yes, he was.
Many times, father, very, very brave he was. Yeah, and so all these skins and all these gave away to his friends, some European friends here, there, and still there are some left. When my father died, there was some, my mother gave them, when we came to Pune, gave them away some here, there. But there's the fat of the tiger, fat, you know? Fat.
Yes.
It's very good for massaging people who have rheumatism or what. I don't remember, as a child, my mother used to say, and so she had a jar full with the taxidermists, you call them, who prepare the skin, they send this fat and so on. Then my mother sent it to Pune to the family relation mm-hmm. with that thing there. So then there was one time, lioness was killed, who was pregnant with many. Pregnant. Yeah. Uh-huh. So when they had to cut it up open, yes. There were these little babies, couple of babies. And they asked what to do, asked my father. My father, no, keep them. And he was very fond of all
these. They're still alive? Yeah.
No.
Oh, dead, yeah.
Can they live in the dead body? So then, in a bowl, a jar, both little cubs, you know. Mm-hmm. So completely, they would have been born within 8 days. Mm-hmm. They're completely so beautiful, they were. And like this, you know, in a little jar, two of them, with spirit. Mm-hmm. Spirit to the top. Mm-hmm. And the Baba, my father had to put it in the drawing room. My mother never liked it, but she had to put it up with it. You know.
Did you have like tiger rugs on the floor?
Yeah, one or two tiger skins.
Imagine.
And other rugs were there, but tiger skin. My father was fond of all these things. So then, that was in Junagadh. Junagadh, no, Girnar Pahar, Girnar Hill. What do you call it? Girnar Hill? Yeah, mountain, whatever. It is very, very, very big hill. Huge. Tall, very tall. And you have to get up early. To go there early, to climb up by the time you finish climbing, nearly midday. Mm-hmm. So my father wanted us to get up. He said, tomorrow we're going to Girnar. So all this was ordered to the cook to have everything nicely cooked, you know, whatever, fried chicken, I mean, whatever they did. But the bus was ready and in the night brought over. But my father knew that we children, we wouldn't get up early. So when he was very nice and loving, he didn't want to. What he did was the trick. We brought the gramophone in our bedroom and put on the record that was an Indian record that played very loud. Oh. So we played the record there in the wall from our bedroom. What is this? Oh. Anyway, we liked the music and also we were told that we're going to dinner. Come on, get a voice.
Oh. Very all. Clever.
That's all the thing.
So sweet. Do, you
know? Yeah. And so then we started going up the dinner. It was very steep, but it was much more. But we being young children, my sister, father, we all walked. And my mother didn't want to. She was in a chair where they carried the chair up. Mm. And then wow. Very high up, then there's a plateau, a beautiful plateau, where there's a British had built a rest house, rest house. And then after the rest house, then there's a space. And then on this side of the plateau, all lovely temples. This is Ram, this is Krishna, this is all different Shivas, and so many, many temples, all in different designs, very beautiful. We were only children. I was going on from 8 years, completed 7 years, just 8 years old, right? Everybody looking at me. I only thought this was very nice. Anyway, when we were in this dark bungalow, you know, then we couldn't go to the temple like this, you have to tell the authorities and all that. So they knew that we were going to the temple. So they, a big basket, they brought sandals made of material. You know, material means not leather. They wouldn't allow you to wear leather.
Oh, leather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, velvet or felt and canvas, but pretty shoes, pretty sandals, pretty everything. Colorful, pretty purple and reds and all that. And Westerns like to wear all this. And then we chose. So I chose a very bright color and started wearing it. And walking, it was a grown-up person's thing. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't walk. And my mother said, you can't go in that. And I was given my size. And then we all went to this temple. And then we came back. We were very tired with it. Much to be seen. And we had to walk in the sun also to go here. Then walk here, everywhere like this. And then we came home. And then we were hungry and all that. We washed them, hands and this and that. We ate a nice lunch there and all that. Then my father said, "Now he wants to go further on, you know, from this plateau, there's a, if you walk a little bit like that, there's the hill itself now is in that shape, high. Very high. How many hundreds steps, I don't know. But, and whose temple was that, I don't know. Was it Shiva's? Who's that? I don't know, because I was very young and don't remember. And my father, I remember this, that he told my mother he would like to go up. My mother said not to go. It is, he's already so tired with all the sun and timing the Girnar and then going all around here and then better rest. But my father said, no, he's not tired. He would love to go, because he was very strong. And so my father went up that way, you know, climbing these many steps and going up. Very steep. It was not a slope. It was rather very steep, steep, steep up, very high up. And then got narrow, sheer drop here, sheer drop, and you have to just guide your steps. And he went into the temple. Who built the temple there? Nobody knows. And whose it was, that was it. But he saw that. That means he had some feeling for, what do you call it? And he didn't know about spirituality, but he was drawn because he took us to see Muhammad Sahib's hair. And Sad Bela is in the industry, but there's the iron, because Indus is the broadest river in India, shortest and broadest, because, and it is not sacred river, I don't think so. Anyway, in the middle of that is this little island, very pretty island, with trees growing and so on, the monkeys and peacocks in there, and so then you can have a picnic there, everything. Yes. Then you walk over to the end of the island where there's a lovely room, you may say, a little nice house, with carpet and all that, and all along the wall, the photos of all the great ones. You know, all the perfect ones who have been the saints and sadgurus, the lovers of God, and the prophets, and avatars, and all just photos like this, next to each other, all in a row, all three sides like this. Right. Now, as a child, I don't know which photo I was looking at. I was so tiny, I'm going around, and their legs, you know. So, anyway, the guide was explaining to my father and the others who were there. My father, he would take them, his visitors, you know, came, guests or visitors to our place to give them a good time, that sightseeing and all that. He was very like this. Yeah, loved fun. And anyway, but I had fun just going out and giving good time to others. You know. So we went inside there. And so, so we had to go in there barefoot, take off your sandals, a little bit in the front of the room, on the side. You know, there's a porch. And it has steps. And the steps go in the river. Now, how did they build that island inside the river? I know, they could have built it. The thing was there, but the room and all. Anyway, that must be easy because the land was already there. It's a very lovely place with lovely shady trees and whatnot. And so we come out after seeing these photos and hearing about them. Then we come out on the porch that is facing the river, broad river flowing this way. So it's a beautiful sight like this. Both sides, water, water, water. And you're on the porch like this. And the broad steps going inside the in the river. And then I have to tell them, so my father told this person to feed the fish, to bring the fish, you know. So this person brings something and throws the whatever they throw in a little bit further away. So the fish are in the deep waters. They all start eating the lovely big fish, you know. So then they, very little they, he throws, and so to entice them. Then a little more, he throws a little bit nearer. Oh, then they come a little nearer and nearer, and they nearly on the step where the water is lapping, the steps, they throw. So on the steps, they're all fighting for food. It's so lovely, the sight. Lovely, shining big fish. Very beautiful. And then you give money to this person. That is a different thing. But the site is very lovely. So there, this is my father showed all his guests and visitors. Lovely sightseeing, because I still remember. Twice we went to him, I think. Anyway, then you have picnic there and all that. And you come rowing the boat. All this was exciting for us children, you know. Again, he said. And come to the shore again. That one time. The next day, then you take them to the Muhammad Sahib's mosque, where his hair is. So then I told the story how this priestess told that we've come to see Muhammad Sahib's hair. Oh, yes, he's very like this. He starts praying. Can you imagine? And we are giving Baba's hair like this. I don't know if people are taking care of them now. Straight from the avatar's head, you know. And every time he's not washed hair, you know. So beautiful. So then there's a cabinet, you may call it. Narrow, thick, wooded, beautiful cupboard that stands in a corner. All day long they have their door shut because Sakkar, that is Sakkar, you know, seen Hyderabad, Sakkar is very hot, sandy. So they shut the door. Then now I know why, because to preserve the hair. Hot air must not touch the hair because it gets brittle and breaks. So then they know about that. So then it goes, then another person over there, it brings a fan, a huge pole, round fan with frills and whatnot. Another person with a very good peacock feather, and so on. And then two or three little tiny, what do you call these? fine sticks. Mm.
Incense
sticks, yes. Just to give the atmosphere, you know. Mm. And very beautiful. Then there's a divan, very beautiful covered divan, silk shining, all that, cushion. And so then you're standing around the divan there and looking at the person, very quickly. You open the cupboard, very carefully. And while they're praying, you know. And then the fan is held above the box, and then puts the box on the divan. He opens it, so when we all look inside, I wanted to say there was another box inside. Oh. He takes the box and opens it, oh, it must be there. But no, box within box. Oh. Now I know that it was to preserve the hair. Mm. They didn't have this plastic thing, you know. So the hot, warm air of the dryness of the air, of the sun, you know, very strong sun. So to preserve the hair, then it was preserved very beautifully, this dark lock of hair.
Really? And so, a whole lock?
Mm. And so then, box within that big box, within box, 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 box. Then took a tiny box like that. And in that, and then his great reverence that he showed to us, so we all look and say, I still remember. And then they still pass, wherever the hair is, they're holding fine above like this, the peacock thing also, and praying. You know. So how much love and respect they're giving to his hair. So how much more we should look above his hair. So that's another sight scene, you know, the visitors would be very happy. Oh my, really wonderful. Mama said hey. So that was in the new place, this mosque and all that. The mosque's praying place was a different room. Mm. Next to it was this room, which had kept Mama Seb's hair.
No. Was that the island?
No, that is not an island. That is not an island. In Sakka, there's this Indus River that flows by, which is very broad. Mm. And there's island in the middle of the river. There's the Hindu temples and the fish that told you. And you go rowing there. But this mosque was just somewhere different place, but
near
not near the river, anywhere.
Somewhere
else. In a quiet place. Where there are tall trees. Very nice it was. So then my father, what is Sakka was there, no other sightseeing? So he would take this visitors to these places, you know. The other time, maybe not for long at a place, you know, 2-3 days or 4 days. That would be some very fast friend, my father's, or his own brother with his wife. About 2 days they would stay there, or 3 days. As visitors come and the father would ask if they would like to see him, they would take them. If not, if they hurry, then they go home back. Sakkar. And then, of course, Sakkar, those days were Europeans. Mm-hmm. Europeans also stayed there. They must be government service people. And many Western ladies, you know, they came to the gymkhana. And so my father and mother, they both went to the club in gymkhana. In the evening, what to do? In those days, there were no cinemas and nothing. They, nobody cared about it. And it wasn't there at all, I think. Anyway, they all went to this gymkhana. And there's a men maybe playing tennis or badminton, what they play, we don't know. And the women will sit around and gossip or play cards or whatever they want to check us about. And just pass time in the evening like that. But there's another story. What happened at this? There were European ladies. One European lady was very beautiful. And she had lovely eyes, and she was very beautiful. So, my mother said, but then after my father died, then we came to Pune and all that. And there was a big trunk, wooden trunk that went on the top of the camel, you know, dip inside that shape of the camel's tummy. Mm. And then the trunk is there. But the back side of the trunk has a little slope inside that it fits on the camel's back.
Yes.
Because, it doesn't hurt his tummy. Like a shape, like this. The stomach is here, so this is like this.
Yeah.
And then the trunk is here. Mm. So there are two trunks. So those were sent. No, to the same, I forget now.
From Sakha.
Huh?
When you went to Pune, so. From Sakha.
About what trunk?
About that woman.
So when my mother emptied all this, her clothes, something like that. The main thing, there were some silver vases and this and that. I didn't wash those. Anyway, from the back side, there were photos I put straight that should not get bad. You know, back side somewhere. My mother pulled them out, and then we were children still. I was only maybe 9, 10, 11 years old, not more. And then she opened this picture, and then she was looking at it because my father was the tallest of all the Westerners, even so he would be standing at the back line with the others. And the women, all so many women, maybe 20, 30 are about them, Westerners and a few Indians, and my mother also. So my mother showed this pretty young Western girl, woman who was married, or married woman.
Must be.
But she was very lovely. So she pointed, see this woman? She told us, yes, a very lovely woman. Yes, she's very lovely, but I used to be very jealous of her.
Oh.
Yeah, because she always, wherever my father went, she'd go. We were seated to talk, she would come and sit near him. Oh, somehow she showed so much interest. When my mother said, I was very stupid to be jealous, because she showed so much esteem for my father. But my father was not that type of person. He never took liberty. Always evening, he was at home learning sitar. He was very fond of music. The teacher would come to teach him sitar. If the teacher did not come that day, he would himself practice. He was with us in the house all the time. And my mother said, I was very foolish to be. But then, woman, she was
natural.
Very fond. Well, my father was tall and broad and had a good bearing and very nice way of talking and very good manners and everything. So, yeah, this is for women like that.
Had you ever visited the Elephanta Island?
No, in Bombay we didn't ever. We went to the Baba in this motor launch twice. And now as a place we were there, they suggested motorboat.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And that did go twice we were there. We had some sandwiches to have a little fun like that. Anna was always like to give us a little thing. Once only that time, the next time we didn't have sandwich or anything. We just went like that. And then far away, you must tell them, but we never went to Elephant. They say it's not much to see there.
It's not.
There's not. There's only one Gautam Buddha's image maybe. Or a little cave. What is the item?
There's
trees.
Caves.
Caves.
Several caves.
But are they inside something?
Yes, on the walls.
No,
the
inside. Statues are carved inside, more ordinary.
Carved and also separately. Also.
Oh, outside. But
no, inside the cave.
Inside the cave.
Yeah. Into the mountain.
But why is that? Is the elephant carved there?
No, I think the island itself is shaped like
shape. And are there many trees? Nice lush because it's in the middle of the ocean.
There's a lot of vegetation and forest. You know, you have to climb up, like you were saying. It's similar to what you were describing. You have to climb
that
up.
High?
Yeah, and they have people that carry also.
Yeah.
But it must not be as high as River
Mountain. No.
But there's monkeys and things like that.
They are.
People take picnic. It's not so nice.
I heard it was not so very interesting as when you see Ellora Caves and Ajanta Caves. Ajanta Caves is very beautiful. There's a reclining statue of Buddha, how many feet long that I don't know. But that also you climb up. Have you been there? No. So then there are, as you call it, cave. Deep cave. In old time, how people must have carved it and made it and so beautiful. What kind of tools they had and what brains to do that. Anyway, deep and high. The top is also high. Okay, now it's dark inside, but how do they paint with so much beautiful, lovely paint colors? And I don't know what they painted, I forgot what the painting was about, I forget. But I saw very lovely colors in the peacock greens, all this. But what the Mongols, when they came in India, invaded India, I know they all wanted to invade India. Anyway, the Muslims came, that is the Mughals, Hindu Muslims. They came and, come and build a palace and stay. No, they went out to destroy Hindu temples and this beautiful cave that had lovely colors and very beautiful something painting. I don't remember now the Baba we went in, but it was so dark. Anyway, but we did see some color, but not figures or anything. Why? Because these Muslims had made a fire inside the thing. To burn the color up, to get it, darken. What it was, smoke? Yeah, made this all soot. That and made it also not nice. It was very mean of them.
Yes.
Very mean. Now the Hindus are trying to clean it and all that. It's a pity. And they clean the paint also.